Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You'll be tuning in to The Kevin Zimmerman Show. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. For more information about this show and listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/zimmerman.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle at @artist_first. And now here is your host of The Kevin Zimmerman Show, Mr. Kevin Zimmerman.
Hi, and welcome to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman. Here, I'm blessed to help you, the listening audience, connect with soldiers and authors, athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs, and anyone who has a story. So if you're an author and you are seeking publicity, please log on to artistfirst.com, go to our homepage, and follow the link. Tonight, we are fortunate to have on our show Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez of EDS Supplements and Gymnasium. You will be hearing from them in just a few minutes. I want to say thank you to all of you out there that are listening. The Artist First Radio Network is proud to acknowledge that we have over 65,000 listeners worldwide, many who are in the United States Armed Forces. Some tune in as far away as Europe, Afghanistan, and other deployed regions around the world. To all of our men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces, from one service member to another, I thank you, God bless you, and I want you to know that you will always be supported by The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Folks, I support our service members in a variety of ways. One, I encourage each of you to go out and purchase my book, A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story, the second edition by Michael L. White. You can purchase my book anywhere books are sold, to include Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BooksAMillion.com. Or you can go to my website at www.atfekz.com, and you can order the book there at a 20% discounted rate. The second way you can help is by making a donation. Simply just go to artistfirst.com, select The Kevin Zimmerman Show, and then select Make a Donation. Last but not least, you can become a sponsor. If you become a sponsor on my show, of course, your picture or your logo, along with your contact information and a blurb about your business, will be displayed on the Artist First archives page that says The Kevin Zimmerman Show. You can reach me regarding sponsorship by going to my website again at www.atfekz.com and then select Contact Kevin. Proceeds from the book and the show are used to donate towards organizations that support our wounded warriors and their families, along with soldier support organizations. So now, before our guests come along, in appreciation of you listening into the show, I want to give you, the listening audience, an opportunity to get a free copy of A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story. Listen in. Even the Olympic victory comes with a price. In this case, it's the taxes America's victorious athletes can expect to pay when they return home from the Olympic Games. Medals and prize money are both subject to income tax, okay? A gold medal, which is worth $650, according to CNN, could cost the athletes $236 in taxes, while a bronze medal, which is worth $5, could only cost the athlete $2 in taxes. The real bite, however, would be taxes taken out on the Olympians' cash bonus. The United States Olympic Organizing Committee will award London's champions $25,000 for a gold medal, $15,000 for a silver medal, and $10,000 for bringing home a bronze. At a 35% income tax rate, bronze medalists will owe the IRS $3,500. A silver medalist will owe the IRS $5,250. While the top finishers, the gold medalists, will be liable for $8,750 in taxes. Let me know what your take is on taxing our Olympians. Two people will win a free autographed copy of A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story. All you have to do is log on to www.atfekz.com and select blog. Remember, leave your name, your address, and your contact information. Now, I haven't decided what the criteria is yet. I just know that two people are going to get two free books and their autographed copies. When I do post, I want to let you know, when I do post your answer, I will remove your address and your contact information, and I'll only leave your blog. Okay, now, back to the show. Mr. Eddie Vasquez is an ISSA certified personal trainer and the owner of EDS Supplements and Fitness Center. He was born and raised in El Paso, Texas. He attended Del Valle High School and went on to continue his education at the University of Texas in El Paso. He was very athletic growing up, playing baseball, basketball, and football. After graduating and falling into society's fast food and unhealthy eating habits, he grew to a whopping 198 pounds. Soon after, he ran into a friend who owned a gym and a nutrition store. He proceeded to heighten his education of physical fitness and trained in hardcore environments full of bodybuilders and fitness enthusiasts. He fell in love with the lifestyle and decided to embrace it and make it a career. He is now amongst the most well-known and successful trainers in El Paso, Texas. He is the owner of a growing supplement store and a new co-ed gym with a wide array of fitness equipment, which brings hardcore and fun all together in a unique combination like no other. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Mr. Eddie Vasquez. Eddie, are you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm with you. This is Eddie Vasquez.
Eddie, if you could, before we go any further, could I get you to please say something to our men and women in uniform?
Yes, sir. Of course. That's what I was going to say. I heard you talking how you backed armed forces. Here we also do. We give a 25% discount to anyone that comes in. El Paso, Texas does hold one of the biggest bases in the United States, so we have tons of military here, and I just like to thank all of them, and I really appreciate them going out there and doing a job that many others wouldn't do, and taking care of our country.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much for doing that for our soldiers, and it just gives me so much great pride and joy to hear of someone yielding the services that you are yielding, because I feel that you feel like I do. They deserve much more than a simple thank you. So thank you so much for doing that. Eddie, I know I read your bio, but if you could tell us a little bit more about why you got into becoming a personal trainer. What compelled you to follow that course?
Well, it was my own life. I went through a little bit of a depression for a while. I let myself go. Stopped playing sports, started working and eating, and basically eating fast food, which everyone does. It's quick, it's easy, and it's cost-effective. So when I got into that, I'm actually only 5'8", and I got up to 198 pounds, went into the doctor, and actually was told that I was borderline obese, which was one thing I never thought I would hear in my life. From then on, I just started really looking at myself in the mirror and realizing that I had let myself go. I started hanging out with one of my buddies and my mentor, Eddie Garcia, here in El Paso, Texas. He opened up his own gymnasium and started working out with him, hanging out with him more often. He got into, first of all, he was a power lifter, then he got into bodybuilding, which really caught my attention. I started attending shows and losing weight on my own and working hard in the gym. As time progressed, I noticed that basically it's all up to you how you want to look and how you want to feel every day. And that by just spending an hour a day in the gym, I could actually change my life. And also just by cooking my own meals, that I could just change my whole body to anything that I wanted to. It's really up to the person, the individual, to make the decision how good or how bad they want to look.
Eddie, it is so important to have you and Kayla on the show because it is not far-fetched for anyone that has a television, a flat screen, a radio, or you see a billboard. Of all the nations in the world, the United States is number one, the leading nation when it comes to obesity. We are also in a position now where the statistics are showing one out of every three, this is not even a large number, one out of every three children are considered obese. And I think you may agree with me here, Eddie and Kayla. We'll be speaking to Kayla here a little bit later. I think you will agree with me here. It is one thing to tell our children, hey, you got to exercise, you got to eat right, you got to be healthy. But our children will do what they see you do before they do what you say.
Exactly.
And so if we are an obese nation as adults, then our children are headed for a, well, they're already in the danger zone. They need to see some positive examples of turning that around. So, Eddie, what I'd like to see you speak to here, if you could, is, and you've been there, when you see the guy or you see the lady, let's say that they're over the age of 40, we're just going to throw that number out there, that feels like they could never get to a place where you are. What is it that you could say to them?
That's one thing that in personal training I love is that I get to show people that you don't have to hate the gym. I can't count how many clients have come in and told me how I hate this place, I hate coming in here, I walk in, there's all these fit people, and I got to walk in here all 40 years old, I'm too old to be here, I could have done it when I was young. I like to show them that actually the gym can be fun and it actually just can be part of your routine where you actually go in, get an effective workout. Don't worry about what everyone's thinking or doing or what they look like because everyone appreciates someone who cares about themselves. And the only way, the person that has to start caring about themselves first is you yourself. So once you realize that it doesn't matter what everyone else is looking like or doing or saying and that you're in there to do your own thing, they get very comfortable and they actually start progressing. And I have quite a few clients that I don't train anymore, but now are basically gym rats. They're always there. And they're not your typical gym rats. They're just normal people who are everyday nurses, doctors, and lawyers who are just getting in there because they lost the weight and they don't want to put it on. And they realize that it can actually be a fun thing to do if you just include it into your daily routine. I mean, you have to actually make it a lifestyle and not just get in there and hate every minute of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez right here on the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Don't go anywhere. We have some more great information for you in regarding health and fitness and nutrition, and we'll be right back in about 1 minute.
Now back to the show with your host, Kevin Zimmerman.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Here we're on with the dynamic duo of Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez. Eddie, of course, is the personal trainer, and he shared with us what happened in his life that encouraged him to become physically fit And he also talked to us about the mindset that we could have. Even though we may age, we could still be healthy specimens. Now we're going to come to the second half of the dynamic duel, and that's Ms. Kayla Perez. Ms. Perez is a 23-year-old entrepreneur. She's a fitness model and an NPC, which stands for National Physique Committee's Bikini Competitor in El Paso, Texas. For those of you who may not be familiar with the NPC, in order for you to even compete in the International Federation of Bodybuilders, which is the same level that the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and the Lou Ferrigno's competed at, you must win at the NPC Championships. So Kayla herself, she's there. She's competing. So it behooves us to kind of listen into what she has to say. I'm just saying. Okay, Kayla is currently studying to become a registered dietitian and is minoring in athletic training. Her main focus is to assist others to become more aware of the importance of health and well-being. Her constant aim is to become even more physically fit and motivated to remain in great shape. She essentially desires to pass that same motivation on to others as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce to you Ms. Kayla Perez. Kayla, are you there?
I'm here, and thank you for having me on the show again.
Oh, you're welcome, Kayla. Kayla, before we go any further here, could you please go ahead and say something to our men and women in uniform?
Yes, yes, most definitely. You know, I cannot say enough about our men and women in uniform. They do so much for us. They fight for our freedom. They, honestly, I could never do that job. It's just, it's a tremendous job to have, you know, and I couldn't thank you enough.
Well, thank you so much, Kayla, because it is a tremendous job. It's a tremendous demand that's on their mm-hmm. lives. And yes, yeah. It's because they do what they do that we're able to do what we do. Kayla, go ahead. I know I read your bio, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 23. I live in El Paso, Texas. I compete, like you said, in the NPC, which is it's actually a bodybuilding competition. There's different categories. I'm in the bikini category. I'm going to school right now for a dietitian. You know, once I started getting into the fitness and I started going to the gym more, I've always been really active, but I've never really competed or even thought about competing in bodybuilding. I was always been more extreme sports, you know, stuff like that, dirt bike riding and snowboarding, but I was turned on by a friend about competing, and he had asked me if I wanted to compete. And to be honest, I didn't know anything about it. Kind of showed me the competitors, and it's a challenge. You know, I always like to challenge myself. I always like to, you know, find a new hobby, and I definitely picked it up. It was I now compete. I won first place in Albuquerque, New Mexico last year, which qualifies me for a national show. I also got second place here in El Paso. So it's been a journey, and it's not easy. It's a lot of work, a lot of diet. But, you know, one thing that I could say is that you know what, if I could do it, anyone could do it. It just takes a lot of willpower. But you know what? Everyone has it in them. So definitely, definitely enjoy what I do right now.
You know, Kayla, I'm hearing you say something that I can even echo back to what Eddie was saying when he was interviewing and speaking to our listening audience. When it comes to mm-hmm. both of you, the one word that comes to my mind is mentality. The mentality that you guys have at some point, a light switch came on, something happened in you, and you then began to love what it is that you were doing. So even though it was tough, even though it was difficult, even though it requires a strict regimen, because you loved it, you did it, and when you did that, you became successful. Is that right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, you gotta set your standards high. You gotta reach for what you don't think you could achieve. And a lot of people get discouraged. A lot of people there's a weight gain. A lot of people get discouraged, and they don't try, or they don't make the effort. But you know, it takes that much more to get in the gym and make those goals and follow through.
Kayla, what advice would you give someone that is totally out of shape? Okay, here you are. You started out just working out. Then you were persuaded to start competing. Then you won. And when folks walk up and down the street, or they go to a beach, or they go in the gym, they will look at you, and it's highly possible that they will say to themselves, I'll never look like that. But what is it that you could say to someone that's totally out of shape that they could use to get them started in the right direction?
You know, I would say just get inspired. Find something that drives you, that motivates you. You know, you're in the gym for a reason. You know, you have a goal. Stick with it and try to push yourself as hard as you can. Don't give up. Don't, you know, if you're thinking about choosing a healthy meal versus, you know, fast food only because it's convenience, what are you going to take an extra 10, 15 minutes to cook the healthy when it's going to nourish your body so much more than what else is convenient for you? You know, it's not easy. It is difficult, but you know what? It physically, mentally, even spiritually, it does help you, and it does help you grow. And once you start seeing those results, you know, you see someone in the gym, and like Eddie was saying earlier, you know, they get discouraged. They see someone that's fit. They're not as fit. They automatically get discouraged, but they should see it as motivation. I want to be that person. And it will. You know, it's happened to many people, and anyone could do it. That's definitely,
you know,
what I have to.
You said something that struck a chord in me, and you said spiritually. And I'm always reminded of the scripture that says the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but to the one that endures until the end. And what it puts me in mind of, Kayla, what you just said, is God has so much for all of us to do. He's given all of us a gift. But one wise man shared something with me that I'll never forget. And he was an older gentleman. He was actually in his 60s, but the guy was probably built like Mr. Eddie Perez. The guy was a rock. When you saw him, his chest was out, his arms were huge, his waist was thin. He stood erect. He wasn't slouched over. His face looked young. And what he said to me, he said, Kevin, let me tell you something. With all the work that God has us to do to bless other people, the more fit you are and the better shape you're in, the better you are able to fulfill His will in your life. And that, I never, ever, ever forgot that. I never forgot that. Here he was. He was a pastor in the ministry, and he worked out daily. He ate right. He worked out. And the reason he did it was because he wanted to spiritually always be healthy enough to carry out the assignments that God had for him to do while he was here on this earth. So, Kayla, I want to thank you so much for acknowledging the spirituality aspect of being in good shape. It just makes it better for all of us all the way around. Now, I do know, Kayla, that you sell a lot of the supplements for EDS. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Talk to us a little bit about the supplements.
Well, we have a wide array of supplements. A lot of people don't understand how important and how vital it is to take supplements. especially whether it's to lose weight or to gain muscle mass. There's several different supplements that you could take, you know, depending on your goals. We do have a few new products we're introducing. They're fairly new to the area and you know, to America. One is HCG, is a human chorionic gonopotropin. And that's actually, it's a hormone. It's found in pregnant women, and it's actually, what it does is it's a hormone that nourishes the fetus. When injected, what it does is it mobilizes the fat cells, the dormant fat cells, and mobilizes them through the bloodstream so that you can keep your good fats when you go on a low-calorie diet. Usually when you go on a low-calorie diet, you lose those good fats that you need to nourish your body, so you do keep those nutrients. That's one of our products, HCG. Another one is a protein, and protein's really, really important. This one is actually, it's sugar-free, it's lactose-free. It's a really pure protein for those who can't drink milk. It's made out of goat's milk, so it is it's pretty much digestible to everyone. You know, we do have some for we do have some for patients on dialysis too. It's just processed a different way, but we do have those products available.
Well, great. Everyone, you're listening to the Artist First Radio Network, the Kevin Zimmerman Show. We're talking to Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez on our subject of being in good health and on dietary supplements that each of us could use to just make us a lot more physically fit. There's a lot more information for you to hear from both Eddie and Kayla. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Now back to the Kevin Zimmerman Show on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Hi, folks. You're listening to the Artist First Radio Network, the Kevin Zimmerman Show. We're here with Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez of EDS Supplements and Gymnasium. And we're going to be speaking with Eddie again. So, Eddie, are you there with us still, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Eddie, you've given us some great and some tremendous information. Listen, for someone who's out there in the listening audience that would like to get a hold of you to get some more insight, Eddie, how can they contact you?
They can reach me on Facebook under EDS Supplements. Also, they can contact me at my business line, which is area code 915-474-1441. Right now, there's a 12 available. I'll have a website coming up. It'll be edssupplements.com. It'll be up in about 2 more weeks.
All right. So, folks, you've heard it. If you want to reach Eddie right now, you can reach him on Facebook. Go to EDS Supplements, or you can call Mr. Vasquez at 915-474-1441. Now, Eddie, here we are. You and Kayla got us motivated here. We realize that we've been couch potatoes for too long, and we want to go out there, man, and we want to start getting in good shape. Can you give us two simple routines? One, let it be a muscle-building routine, and one was a simple cardio routine that we can do tonight after we log off this show.
Oh, definitely. A good muscle routine is basically you would always want to do your basic workouts that you probably did already when you were younger. One thing you can do is incorporate each body part every other day. If you just want to maintain some muscle tone around your body, I would start with some dips to hit your triceps. I would do high reps, 4 to 15 reps of each exercise. Then I would move on to some lunges, some walking lunges in your backyard, up and down your kitchen on the phone while you're cooking. After that, I'll follow that by some squats. I would keep it at 15 reps still, 4 sets at least, so that you can keep a high rep, get your heart rate going, burn some calories, and build some muscle at the same time. I would also end it with a little bit of abdominals, maybe do some crunches on the floor, hang off your bed. If you're a little more advanced and you have a strong core, you can pick yourself up off the bed as somebody holds your feet. For cardio, I wouldn't run too much if you're not a runner. If you're planning on doing a marathon, definitely. But if you just want to stay in shape, all you really got to do is walk. I would take a long walk, wear heavy clothing, make yourself sweat a lot, and burn calories. Don't burn your muscle off so that you can tighten and tone your body. Simply walking around your block for 40 minutes with heavy clothing in the heat, or locking yourself in a garage on a treadmill for a little while so you just burn calories and sweat it all out.
Now, Eddie, I want to go ahead and add, as you're walking around and you got some clothing that's going to require you to sweat. Now, I also want to add there, if you are anywhere in the state of Texas, you may want to have a bottle of water with you when you're out there, right?
Oh, definitely. You should always carry a bottle of water, maybe a towel to wipe the sweat out of your eyes. It's 104 degrees over here.
Very, very hot.
Man, the last time I looked, it was in triple digits. And
yes, sir.
I tell you, that is enough to discourage anybody from going outside. But you know what? Any excuse ado. Man, we could get out there in 100-degree weather. You have your water with you. As long as you keep yourself hydrated, you can go out there and do what you need to do in order to get physically fit. So once again, as you're listening to the Kevin Zimmerman Show with two of the greatest experts, and Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Kayla Perez, you're hearing it said on the show, any excuse will do. Kayla, I want to address you on something now, because you are a competitor. You're out front, center stage. I'm going to talk to you about one of the most difficult issues that are facing a lot of our Americans today. How in the world can I get your abs so that when my sweetheart looks at me, she'll say, now that's what my man is supposed to look like right there. What do we do to get rid of that gut that bugs everybody?
That little flap. You know, everyone has that, and that's the hardest part for anyone, I think. And ironically, the most appealing. But I think the key to it, to abs, is diet. I think you could do as many crunches as you want. You could run as much as you want. But if you don't have that diet that really, usually it's low carb. You don't have to restrict carbs too much if you don't compete. But if you want the nice, you know, the abs, the washboard abs, I would recommend a nice strict diet. I would say fish and chicken. You know, keep the carbs low. Drink a lot of water. And I can't stress that enough. You know, your body needs hydration, especially if you do cardio in the mornings. Hydrate before, hydrate after, during your workouts. You know, carry a bottle of water with you. That's And of course, you have to do your cardio. But definitely, definitely diet, I would say.
So if I'm hearing you, again, it's going back to that one word that I mentioned previously in the show, mentality. Because what you're saying is something that should not be. Now, but when we're the largest nation in the world, I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not. But it's something that should not be very difficult, because what you're saying is to eat right. In other words, uh-huh. You know, eat a lot of fish, eat a lot of chicken.
Which is not really available. It is, but it's not, you know, you don't see any places on the go. You don't have McDonald's serving salmon fillets, maybe the fries, but, it comes with the environment. And I think that's a major issue that we do have. And you were talking about child obesity and the nutrition in general, is it all, you know, it's really, obesity is at all time high right now. So right now, it is difficult. It is hard to maintain that diet, especially if you work a 10-hour shift and you don't have time to cook. But you know what? You have to go back and think about what you really want. If you want that body and that health, you got to go that extra step and make sure that you do have it. You know, go cook your meals before, you know. Get a George Foreman grill and put some fish in the morning. That's what I did this morning. And, there's some on-the-go brown rice. There's several things that you could do on the go. You just have to take that extra step. And, you know, you could season it a little bit here and there. And it does, it's not bad. Once you get used to it. But it is difficult to start on that routine when you're going from the fast food lifestyle.
If you're out there and you're in our listening audience, I want you to really, really pay attention to what is being expressed by Eddie and Kayla. It is an epidemic that we are facing, and it's no reason that when we live in the greatest nation in the world that we should be facing this kind of health risk. Obesity causes a tremendous amount of problems, and too many great men and women who have too much responsibility to fulfill God's desire in all of our lives are dying off because we're choosing, and I say it again, we're choosing to not get in good physical condition. Kayla, I once heard, I was speaking, as a matter of fact, a friend of yours, Mr. Q Cardenas, he was sharing with me a study that he was doing, and he shared with me that sugar has absolutely zero nutritional value to the human body, yet we crave on it a great deal.
We're addicted to sugar, and I think that's one of our biggest problems. Marketing doesn't help, you know, with all the high-sugared cereals, especially targeting the younger generation, the children. But it is what we crave, and it is what we definitely consume on a daily basis. You know, it's so available, sadly, but it's definitely not in my diet, and it's not great. It's not good for you. I would recommend if you are going on a diet or if you are trying to eat healthier, there's several things you could do. There's natural sugars, you know, from bananas, and I would steer away from artificial and high sugared cookies and brownies and the pastries that we all crave and we all love, but you know, it is really not great for you. So that's a little advice. I hope some people will take it into consideration, but that's definitely a problem.
Well, listen, I'm hoping that we all take it into consideration, because as we're listening to the show, you have competed at a high level and you won. Eddie has turned his life around to the degree, not only did he go into the gym, learn more about increasing his physical fitness, but so much so, he opened a gym and he's starting to sell the much-needed and required supplements. I was once told, if you want to win, you must do what winners do. And you and Eddie are sharing some valuable information, cost-free, to all of our listening audience out there that can help each and every one of us be a lot healthier than what we are now and be a better person. Because when you're healthier, you are better. Eddie, real quick, before we go on another break, understanding that you are opening your gym there in El Paso, Texas. Now, unfortunately, we will have to come to El Paso to be able to train at your gym. You did share with us some things that we could do on our own. But if we are fortunate enough to land in the city of El Paso, Texas, where can we find your gym?
You can find me on 1721 Saul Kleinfeld. It's area code 79936. And our doors are always open to anybody to come in. We don't charge. If you just want to use the gym one time, you can come in and get your workout while you're in town free of charge.
Well, hey, keep that in mind, because the way my schedule is currently looking, I should be flying into El Paso. I believe it's the first week of September right now at the office was when they're projecting that I come to El Paso. And when I come, I certainly want to see you and Kayla and get me a good workout in while I'm there. Folks, you're listening to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show, with our featured guests, Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez. They've shared some great information for you, but we're going to say our final comments in about 1 minute. Don't go away.
Now back to the show with your host, Kevin Zimmerman.
Folks, you're listening to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman, and we're here with featured guests, Mr. Eddie Vasquez and Ms. Kayla Perez of EDS Supplements and Gymnasium. Eddie, thank you so much for the information that you've shared with us thus far. Again, we've expounded on how the United States of America is the largest nation, number one leading nation in obesity right now. We've talked about how one out of three children are suffering from obesity. But we listened to you in your example, how you went to the point of being borderline obese to living a healthy lifestyle, to opening your gym, and now you're the owner of EDS Supplements and Gymnasium. If we could we get some final comments from you, Eddie?
Yes, I just want to start off by saying that everyone needs to get in the gym. The first step is actually getting there, whether it's going with a friend, going by yourself, or hiring a personal trainer. Any way you can do it, just get in there. Once you're in there, you already broke the first threshold, and just keep going, stay dedicated to it. If you're ever in El Paso, come by, see us. We'll give you a free session anytime. We also have great supplements. Like Kayla said, we have goat whey protein, HCG, all available here at EDS Supplements in El Paso, Texas. We also ship, so feel free to get at us through my cell phone number or through our email address. I look forward to seeing anybody that hears us on this show, and thank you for everything.
Eddie, one more time, give us your email address. And the reason I want you to do that is there may be individuals that you connected with that are out of the city or out of the state, but if they could email you just to get the information, that is one way that although you may not be close by, you're still valuable enough to share information that could change our society. So if you could, please give us your email address one more time.
Yes, sir. You can reach us at EDS Supplements on Facebook, or you can get us at edssupplements.com. The site will be up and running in 2 months, but right now we're going through Facebook or my cell phone number, which is also my business line, 915-474-1441.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Vasquez. I am so honored to have you on the show. Ms. Kayla, are you there?
I am here.
Kayla, you shared some excellent information with us about how we can become physically fit. You shared with us how you developed a love and a passion for something, how you took it to the next level because you loved it and you were passionate about it, so much so you competed in high-level competition and you won. Also, you have the supplements that can help us that we need a great deal. So if we wanted to contact you, if someone wanted to reach you, how could they do that?
Well, they could reach me on my email. It's kperez_01@yahoo.com. Or you could reach me on Facebook, Kayla Perez. You can also follow me on Twitter, kperez01.
Okay, and thank you so much for that information, Kayla. Now, what final comments would you like to leave with our listening audience?
You know, just that if you have a goal, if you have any type of weight loss goal or bodybuilding, you know, any type, just go for it. You know, don't be intimidated. Don't get discouraged. Just go ahead and give it your all. And I guarantee you, you'll get there. You know, it's going to take work, but I promise you, you'll get there. You know, if you have any questions, feel free to email me. I'll gladly answer any questions you have. Or even if you're interested in competing, if you want to start competing, I could give you some advice of where I started and where I'm at now and what my goals are. So definitely, definitely do not stop. Do not stop going.
Thank you so much, Eddie and Kayla, for being on the show. We sincerely appreciate you. Folks, if you're out there listening, I just want to leave you with these words. Although you may feel that you are too far gone, although you may feel that you want to exercise, but you know it's going to take too much, so what's it even worth as far as trying? I want to share with you, one, believe in God. Believe in God and believe in yourself. And the scriptures tell us that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that, folks, is you may feel like you're too far gone and that you're too far out of reach, but you heard it from Eddie. You've heard it from Kayla. One of the things you got to do is move. I encourage each and every one of you to get up, get off the couch, stop watching junk TV, a TV full of reality shows and talk shows, and you're sitting there with all that junk, watching junk TV, something that's not doing you any good, and move. Get out there and walk. Get out there and walk at a minimum of 20 minutes. You can do it. Don't go for speed. Don't go for time. At first, just get up off the couch and go walk. After you find yourself walking, if you do that for a couple of days in a row, 3 days in a row, you'll get to the point that your internal core will reject the idea that you don't go. You'll start feeling guilty because you didn't go. You'll start feeling guilty that you didn't do something. And then you'll start walking longer, and you'll start walking faster. And that will then motivate you to do more. Not only will you walk, you will want to go to the gym. You will want to start getting active in exercise. You then will want to start putting healthy things in your body, like the proper dietary supplements, instead of the Twinkies and the Almond Joys and the things that can just send us so far over the edge. Last thing I want to leave you with is something that I said earlier, and this applies to me, this applies to everyone that's listening. We always talk about how we're concerned about the next generation. We're always talking about how we're concerned for our children. But let's not never, ever forget that our children are more likely to do what they see us do than they will do what we say. They're more than likely to do what they see us do before they do what we say. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'll look forward to talking to you all again next Thursday at 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. I love you all. Good night, and God bless.